Lennox Center on the campus of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids. Welcome to high school basketball 2013-2014 on WHTC and WHTC.com. It's the consolation game of the Cornerstone Holiday Tournament tonight as the Zeeland West Ducks take on the Rams of Rockford High School. I'm Greg Chandler. I'll be calling the action for you tonight. The Ducks coming off their first loss of the season on Friday night as they lost to the Wayland Wildcats by a score of 58-46. Meanwhile, Rockford was defeated by Forest Hills Northern in the second game of last night's doubleheader by a score of 55-44. The Ducks come in with a record of 2 wins and 1 loss on the season. Rockford is 1-3, but they have played a very, very tough schedule. They have already played teams like Muskegon and Detroit Henry Ford. So they have played a fairly tough schedule, and they're going to be a good test for the Zeeland West Ducks tonight. The Ducks are going to try to bounce back from that loss last night. A key factor in that game last night was the foul trouble that the Ducks ran into. West was whistled for 29 fouls. One player fouled out of the ball game, and I think four others had four fouls by the time the game ended last night. And there was a 12-point margin for Wayland in the win, and the margin at the free throw line was 13 made free throws. Wayland made 21 free throws to just 8 for the Ducks. So that was the key factor in that ball game last night. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Ducks. But first, let's take a 2-minute break, and we'll be back with more of the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Back here at Cornerstone University, Greg Chandler with you, and welcome to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. We're just a few minutes away from tip-off of this consolation game of the holiday tournament here at Cornerstone between Zeeland West and Rockford. The Ducks opened the season with victories over Grand Rapids Catholic Central and Bridgman, but last night lost to Wayland by a score of 58-46. And the Ducks scored the first basket of the ball game, and that turned out to be the only time they led in the contest. They were down 20-13 after one quarter. They fell behind by 11 points in the first half. Made a late run as Wayland actually struggled at times with their foul shooting, despite the fact that they drew numerous fouls on the Ducks. Zeeland West made a late run, cut the lead to 3 at the half at 26-23. And they were hanging around early in the third quarter, but then Jordan Van Dort, the Ducks' 6'6" senior center, picked up his fourth foul early in the third quarter. And Kevin Town, the Ducks coach, had to go to his bench, and he really didn't have anybody to match up underneath with L.J. James, the fine center for Wayland, who scored a game-high 16 points to lead the Wildcats to the victory. As I said, 29 fouls called on the Ducks. Zeeland West also did not shoot well from the line last night, as they made just 8 of 17 from the stripe. Jordan Van Dort, who came into the ball game as the leading scorer for Zeeland West, spent a lot of time on the bench. He ended up with just 9 points in the ball game, so a little bit below his season average. Luke Dreyer led the way for the Ducks with 12 points. Brent Burrows had 8 points, including a couple of 3-point baskets. So the Ducks tonight obviously trying to bounce back, but not really easy against a Rockford team that plays some very good competition. Of course, they're one of the powerhouse programs in the OK Red Conference. They're annually a team that is a force to be reckoned with in the OK Red. You figure the top programs in that conference. You figure Rockford is there as well as East Kentwood and some of these other schools. But the Rams shooting around right now. We'll talk about them in just a little bit. But the Ducks trying to get a win here before the new year starts, and they get into Green Conference play, where it's going to be a pretty good race this year. Holland Christian is playing well right now, and Holland High has had a couple of nice wins to start the season so far. So it's going to be Kevin Town trying to build the confidence of his team heading into conference play. When we come back, we will talk more about the Rockford Rams But first, let's take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll be back with more of the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Cornerstone University and the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show. As we get you set, ball game between Zealand West and Rockford. This is the only local boys basketball action going on this weekend. Zealand West, the only team in action. Zealand West and Zealand East were both in action with the varsity girls last night, and both came out on top. Zealand West was victorious at Fenville by a score of 72-41. Kiri Tiemeyer at 21 points and 12 rebounds. And she's just a sophomore, but she's part of the Tiemeyer family. There were a couple of Tiemeyer brothers that played for the Ducks. One of them went on to play at Central Michigan. And, just like the other Tiemeyers, she's tall. And she had a very good ball game last night for the Ducks as they rolled over the Blackhawks, 72-41. Meanwhile, at Zealand East, the Chicks were victorious over Ottawa Hills, 51-40. Cassie Curtis had 18 points, and Danielle Schutte had 14 for the Chicks. So a good win for the Chicks as well as for the Ducks last night. So the city of Zealand went 2-0 last night in girls basketball action, while the Zealand West boys went down to defeat. And talking about tonight's opponent, the Rockford Rams. Rockford comes in with a record of 1-3 on the season. And, again, this has been a traditional powerhouse program. They have a couple of state championships under their belt, dating back to the days when Steve Marley was the head coach at Rockford, and had a chance to see Steve last week. He was at the Rust Event Holiday Tournament when they honored the 1983-84 Hope College team. He was a member of that team. And Steve Marley had a great coaching career at Rockford. He's now at Grand Rapids Christian High School and doing a good job over there as well. Nick Allen is the current head coach at Rockford, assisted by Ryan DeKuyper. In the first ball game of the season, the Rams lost to Muskegon 57-32. They were never in that ball game. They were down 19-8 after one quarter and 32-19 at the halftime break. They then defeated Muskegon Heights in overtime, 70-66, and they had to come from behind in that ball game. They were down 7 at the start of the fourth quarter, but then came back and got the win in the overtime period. They then played in the Battle of I-96. This is a battle of teams from the Grand Rapids and Detroit areas. Rockford played Detroit Henry Ford, and it was a close ball game all the way. Henry Ford came on in the fourth quarter and came away with an 8-point victory by a score of 61-53. Now, last night, the Rams played Forest Hills Northern, and it was a back-and-forth ball game. Forest Hills Northern led 17-8. But then Rockford came back, cut the lead to 24-22 at the half, and then took the lead at the end of the third quarter by a score of 35-34. But in the fourth quarter, it was all Forest Hills Northern as the Huskies outscored the Rams 21-9 and came away with the win. Rockford was led last night by Nathan Wozniak with 11 points. Casey Waters, who has been the Rams' leading scorer all season, had 10, and Chris Sunday had 9 points. The go-to guy for Rockford is Casey Waters. He's a senior guard. He averages 16.2 points a ball game. He's a very good three-point shooter. He had 5 triples in the game against Detroit Henry Ford a week or so ago. So this is a guy that Zealand West is going to have to be aware of out on the perimeter. Another key guy to keep an eye on is Wozniak. He averages about 10 points a ball game, and we mentioned he had 11 in last night's contest. And then in the post position, too, you have Chris Sunday, who's going to be matched up against Jordan Van Dort. Sunday averages about 9.2 points a ball game. He has scored right around 12 points a ball game in all 4 of Rockford's contests so far on the course of the season. In terms of a size matchup, Zealand West appears to have a size advantage, particularly with Van Dort in the middle, but it'll be an interesting matchup down there with Chris Sunday matched up against the big guy Van Dort. I'm seeing Chris Sunday coming my way right now, and they don't list heights on this Rockford team, but I'm going to guesstimate that Sunday probably goes about 6'5". He's a well-built young man, probably goes about 215, 220 pounds. There's a few players from the Rockford football team. Of course, you know what a great football tradition that the Rams have with Coach Ralph Munger, and they pass that on down to the basketball program as well. And in terms of an overall athletic program, Rockford probably has one of the best overall athletic programs in the entire West Michigan region. The two teams are continuing their shoot around, and we're going to send it back to the studio for a final 2-minute break. You've been listening to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show right here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. You can make the winning play, you can take home the goal, but it doesn't mean a thing without good sportsmanship. These games don't exist without the foundation of good sportsmanship to teach lifetime lessons. So remember, nothing beats good sportsmanship. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Howland Stations of Midwest Communications. We're just about ready for the introduction of starting lineups, and I think we're going to have the national anthem as well prior to the start of tonight's ball game. Again, it's the consolation game in the Cornerstone Holiday Tournament between the Zealand West Ducks and the Rams of Rockford High School. We're going to have the national anthem right now. Time to meet the starting lineups for tonight's consolation game in this Cornerstone Holiday Tournament. First for the Rockford Rams, coached by Nick Allen, assisted by Ryan DeKuyper. They will send out at a guard Casey Waters. He's the leading scorer for the Rams at 16.2 points a ball game. He is a senior. At another guard for the Rams will be Austin McKellar. He is a junior. He averages 2.3 a ball game. Up front will be Nathan Wozniak, who is a senior, averaging 10 a ball game. And then Reed Kelly, a senior forward, averaging 5.5 points a ball game. He is the younger brother of Megan Kelly, the fine senior guard for the Hope College Flying Dutch women's basketball team. Megan is here tonight with the whole Kelly family. And at center for the Rams is Chris Sunday. He's a junior center, averaging 9.2 points a ball game. For the Zealand West Ducks, coached by Kevin Town, assisted by Joe Davilar, starting at a forward will be Luke Dreyer, a 6'2" senior, averaging 12.3 points a ball game. He'll be joined up front by Brent Burrows, a 6'2" senior, averaging 7.3 a ball game. In the middle is Jordan Van Dort, the 6'6" senior, averaging 12.7 a contest. In the backcourt is Sam Hesh, the point guard, a 6'1" senior, averaging 6 points a ball game. And finally, Nick Sharon, a 6'3" senior, averaging 5.3. The ball game. The Ducks are in the home white uniforms with green numerals and gold trim. The Rams are in their familiar black uniforms with orange numerals and white trim. The broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Howland Stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSA and the Howland Stations of Midwest Communications. Just about ready to tip things off, Todd Vandenacker, Mike Vandervelde, and Bob Wojcik, veteran officials, calling this ball game. The opening tip-off presented by South Shore Laundry, a full-service laundromat offering drop-off laundry service. Jordan Van Dort shakes hands with Chris Sunday. It's going to be Luke Dreyer jumping center for the Ducks against Sunday. The Ducks will go left to right across your radio dial. The Rams control the opening tap. Coming to work is Casey Waters for the Rams. Outside now is Austin McKellar. He's the point guard. And here's a three on the way, and it's through for Casey Waters. We told you he could stroke it from out there, and he just wrapped one in from the right wing. So right away, Rockford jumps to the early lead, 3-0. Sam Hesch brings it up for the Ducks. He's being guarded closely by McKellar. It's a man-to-man defense for Rockford, and we're going to get a hand check call on McKellar about 30 feet from the basket. Interesting to see if they call this one as close as they called last night's ball game. There were a total of 46 fouls last night in the Zeeland West Whalen game, 29 on the Ducks. Inbounds comes to Nick Sharon underneath the Van Dort. Jordan Bump puts the shot up off the window, and it's good. Van Dort got the first basket of the ball game. It's 3-2. There's a three on the way. It's short. That was by Wozniak, and Van Dort clears it for the Ducks. Fast pace to start the ball game. Hesch bounce pass, running the needle underneath to Dreyer. Dreyer sends it back outside to Brent Burroughs. He'll launch a three. It's no good. Van Dort with the offensive board, and he puts it in. Jordan got inside position on Chris Sunday that time and was able to put it in. So the Ducks lead it 4-3 early on. We've played a minute. Out on the point is Casey Waters. Now he'll leave it for Wozniak to McKellar. Now Reed Kelly with it on the left side. Kelly on the dribble. Over to McKellar. Back outside is Waters. Waters gets a screen from Sunday. He'll launch a three from the top, and he nails it. Nice screen set by Sunday, and Waters has all six Rockford points on a pair of threes. 6-4 Rams. 6:33 to go, first quarter. Hesch across the timeline. Hesch will drive toward the basket. Dumps it outside. Burroughs is wide open for a three left side. Missed it. And Kelly chases down the rebound for the Rams. Ahead to McKellar. McKellar leaves it outside for Waters. Waters tries to penetrate. Gets it to Sunday. Back outside to McKellar. Cross-court feed. And it's tipped by Dreyer out of bounds into the Zeeland West bench. Rockford will keep the basketball. Kelly will inbound it in front of Coach Kevin Towne of the Ducks. Inbounds to McKellar. With it now is Waters. Now Kelly with it. On the outside is McKellar. He's wide open for three. It's no good. Van Dort has the rebound for Zeeland West. Here comes Hesch with it for the Ducks. Hesch outside to Dreyer. Dreyer gets a screen from Van Dort. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line. It's good. Pretty looking shot by Luke Dreyer that time, and we're even at six. In the front court is McKellar for the Rams. Leaves it outside for Kelly. They swing it around to Waters. Hesch comes out on him. McKellar over to Kelly, left corner. Down low to Sunday. He's guarded by Van Dort. Kelly loses the basketball. It's loose on the floor, and McKellar picks it up. A couple of Ducks go for it, but they can't get it away from him. Kelly with it on the right side. In the corner now to Wozniak. Now Kelly tries to penetrate, dishes off, and he got fouled. Nick Sharon, I think, is going to get whistled for the foul for Zeeland West. It is on Nick, his first. First team foul, 5:19 to go, first quarter. We're tied at six. Kelly to inbound it. Gets it into Waters for a three, and he's got another one. Casey Waters on fire to start the ball game. He has three triples. That accounts for all nine of Rockford's points. Here's Hesch with a going baseline. Hesch drives, and he draws contact and fouls. I think is going to go on McKellar. That's two quick fouls on Austin McKellar, and right away, Nick Allen goes to his bench. He brings in Josiah Salek, a junior guard. Here's a three from the corner. No good by Sharon Van Dort with the offensive board. He tries to save it, but he traveled with it. So the Rams will get it back, 4:59 to go, first quarter, 9-6, Rockford leads it, and all 9 points coming on three-pointers by Casey Waters. Salek in the front court, out on the free throw line, down to Kelly. Between the rings is Waters, and Hesch is all over Waters. Sunday comes to set a screen for Waters. Waters is going to launch another three, but he finally missed one. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Wozniak. Back outside, Kelly. They swing it around. Waters is open three. He fakes, throws to the baseline, and his pass hits the back of the backboard. That's going to be a Rockford turnover, I think. I think they're going to say it went off a Zeeland West player first. Zach Popham, a 6'2 senior forward, checks in, and Travis Ackerhoff, a 6'5 junior, in for the Ducks. Here's Waters, right side for a three. That one's an air ball. Kelly with the offensive board, though. Back outside to Salek. Salek, now to Waters. Kelly has it between the circles. On the left side now is Wozniak. Down low to Sunday. Sunday working against Van Dort, left of the lane. Now Waters. Waters comes to the free throw line. Bounce pass down low to Sunday. Sunday shot too hard, buddy. We're going to get a Luke Dreyer foul. Nice job by Waters to thread the needle there to Chris Sunday between a couple of Zeeland West defenders. Foul on Popham, his first, second team foul on the Ducks. Sunday at the line. He's 8 of 11 on the season from the line at 73%, and he makes the first. Rockford hasn't shot well from the line in the early going. They are only making about 60% of their charity tosses. Sunday second. Missed it. Rebound Hesh. Hesh has Van Dort breaking ahead of the pack. He cherry picked, but Van Dort's going to get called for traveling. Van Dort snuck out, and he was at the other end of the court, and nobody from Rockford was back there, but unfortunately Van Dort traveled before he got to the basket. 10-6 Rockford. We're midway through the first quarter. Salek in the front court, picked up by Popham. Over to Wozniak, right side. He'll hand it off to Waters. Waters has had the hot hand so far. Waters down low for Sunday, and Sunday can't handle the pass and not able to save it either. Waters led Sunday a little too far that time with that pass, and wholesale subs come in for the Rams. James Scales, a senior, checks in. Also in Jacob Van Curen, a junior forward. And Brad Fisher, a senior guard. And let's see, I think there was one other sub checking in. So the five starters are all on the bench right now for the Rockford Rams. Josh Olson is the other sub. He's a sophomore and the only 10th grader on this Rockford ball club. Pressure put on in the backcourt by Salek. Hash is able to bring it up and across the timeline. In the corner is Ackerhoff. Three-point try on the way. No good. Long rebound to Olson for Rockford. Here come the Rams. They push it up. Salek into the front court. Dishes to Fisher. Fisher comes around a screen at the top. Left side now, ball gets away from Van Curen, and it ends up at the scorer's table right in front of me. Trevor Raby, a 6'5 junior, checks in for Zeeland West, and Van Dort will have a seat. Rockford looks like they're going with the 1-1-2-1 press here. Inbounds comes to Hesh. Sanders holds the basketball. He'll bring it up against Josiah Salek's pressure. Hesh loses his footing, gets it back, though, then loses the basketball. It's retrieved by Ackerhoff. Ackerhoff outside to Dreyer. Dreyer thinks about a three. He thinks better of it. Over to Popham. Popham to Dreyer. Dreyer left side. Tries to put a move on. Puts up a 17-footer. No good. And we get a whistle underneath. And I think we're going to get a foul on the Rams. Josh Olson cleared out Sam Hesh and trying to get the rebound. And he got the foul. That's Olsen's first. Three team fouls on Rockford. Pass in the corner to Ackerhoff. Travis puts it on the floor. Back outside to Dreyer. Dreyer at the top of the circle. He'll launch a three. It's good, and bodies go flying everywhere. And we'll see about the foul. The three will count for Dreyer. And the foul is on Josh Olson of Rockford. So not only do the Ducks get a three, they're going to get the basketball back. So Olson with two quick fouls in just about a minute or so. And Nick Allen not happy on the Rockford bench. Hesh slaps the basketball on the baseline. Sends it outside to Popham. Popham at the top of the circle. Stops. Feeds underneath to Ackerhoff. The Raby ball gets away from Trevor and it's taken away by the Rams. Here comes Salek with it for Rockford. Salek stops at the top of the circle. Now pulls it out. Salek maintains his dribbles. He works right to left. Olson over to Van Curen. Van Curen back outside to Fisher. Fisher between the rings. Nice screen set by Olson. Back outside with it is Van Curen. Now to Salek. Salek at the top of the circle. Salek to Olson. Olson guarded by Raby. Puts it on the floor. Now gives up his dribble. Back outside to Salek. Salek will try a three. It's good. So all four of Rockford's baskets so far have been three-pointers. We get a delay of game warning against Rockford. 13-9, the Rams lead with 2:13 to go in the first quarter. So Waters has three triples and Salek has one. Pressure put on in the backcourt by the Rams. The Ducks had problems with the press last night against Whalen. Ackerhoff in the backcourt, ahead to Dreyer, and Luke will dribble it across the timeline. Over to Hesch, left side. Sam drives to the baseline. Hesch will work underneath the basket, and he throws it right into the arms of Van Kuren. Here comes Rockford one-on-one. Van Kuren drives around Dreyer to the basket, puts it up, no good, but Dreyer fouled him. That's going to be number two on Luke. Check that. That's Dreyer's first. Three team fouls on the Ducks. Jacob Van Kuren at the free throw line. First free throw is good. Van Kuren, I don't believe, has scored this year. According to my information here, no, he has not. He just scored his first point and missed the second free throw. Rebound, Raby. And Raby is fouled on the rebound by James Scales, the backup center. Van Dort returns to the ballgame for Ackerhoff for the Ducks. 14-9 Rockford, 1:53 to go in the first quarter. So the Rams are 2-4 from the line so far in the early going. Raby to inbound, at pressure put on in the backcourt to Dreyer. Luke waves everybody away, will dribble it up, and he'll get it into the front court. Hesch, cross-court feed to Raby. Raby looks a little for Van Dort, gets it to Jordan, left of the lane. Jordan works down low. He's got the size advantage. Van Dort turns, puts it up short, gets his own board, back up again. It's going to count, and he drew the foul. Van Dort just overpowered his man that time, and that was Scales. Scales picks up his second foul. Scales is about 6'2 and 225, but he was no match for Van Dort underneath. Sunday returns along with Waters for the Rams. Jordan Van Dort already with 6 points in this ballgame. He and Dreyer have combined for all 11 Ducks points. Van Dort with a three-point play opportunity. Fires. Got it. 14-12 Rockford. 1:35 to go first quarter. In the front court is Salek. And he takes it coast to coast and puts it in off the window. Nice drive by Salek. 16-12 Rockford. Dreyer getting pressured in the backcourt by Waters. And we're going to get a reach-in call on Waters as Dreyer tried to go behind his back. Now, Rockford plays you very much in your face on defense. They make it tough for you to bring the ball up court. Already got 17 fouls on Rockford, so the Ducks with 1:21 to play in the first quarter are in the bonus. Now, see if West can capitalize. They did not have a good night at the line last night, just 8 of 17. Dreyer with a 1-1 opportunity. First one on the way. Swish. So Luke was 6. Jordan Van Dort was 7. That's it as far as the scoring for the Ducks. Dreyer eyes the rim. Second one on the way. Got it. 16-14 Rockford, 1:20 to go in the first quarter. Waters with it at the top of the circle, trying to direct traffic. Gets a screen from Olsen. Now pulls it back out. Waters gets a screen from Sunday, and he's going to launch a three from the right side, and he got another one. That's four triples in the first quarter for Casey Waters. 19-14 Rockford. Pressure put on the backcourt, and Popham barely gets it across half court. Over to Dreyer, 53 seconds to go in the first quarter. Dreyer to Hesch, underneath to Van Dort. Jordan to the hole, puts it up, and it's going to be an offensive foul on Van Dort. And it was Brad Fisher is not a very big guy. We don't have heights on this team, but he probably goes about 5'9", and he took the charge from the 6'6 Van Dort. Foul on Jordan, his first. 46 seconds to go in the quarter. The Rams with the basketball. They're leading by 5. Waters dribbles the basketball just past half court. Hesch does not come out to challenge him. Looks like the Rams will play for 1. Waters just bouncing the basketball. Down to 30 seconds. Ducks still do not come out and challenge on defense. Down to down to 14 now. Waters continues to play with the basketball, and we're going to hit one shot here for Rockford. Down to 8, down to 7. Waters at the top of the circle. He'll launch another 3. He missed it this time. Rebound, to Brent Burrows. He'll throw it three quarters of the length of Gordon, and no good. One quarter of the books here at Cornerstone University. It is Rockford 19, Zeeland West 14. Let's take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. And right now, the three-point shooting for the Rockford Rams has been the difference so far. They had six baskets in the first quarter. Five of them were three-pointers, four of them by Casey Waters, and the Rams lead it 19-14 as we start the second quarter. Ducks work left to right across your radio dial. Hesch brings it up for Zeeland West. Hesch out near half court, spinning with it, nearly traveled with it. Leaves it outside for Luke Dreyer. Dreyer guarded by Reed Kelly at the top of the circle. Dreyer puts a move on Kelly, goes underneath, but his shot hit the underside of the backboard, but it went off a Rockford player before it went out of bounds, and it's going to stay Ducks basketball. Hesch will trigger, baseline right. Sam slaps the basketball, looks for Van Dort. Jordan gets the pass despite being covered. Van Dort puts that up, no good, but he got fouled by Sunday. There were two Rockford players around Van Dort, but Hesch was able to pass over the top to Jordan. And Jordan used that big reach of his to get the basketball and draw the foul on Sunday. His first, 18 fouls on Rockford, four on Zeeland West. 7:37 to play in the half. Van Dort's first free throw, no good. Van Dort and Dreyer each with 7 points in the first quarter for Zeeland West. And that's been it as far as the scoring for the Ducks. Jordan's second free throw short. And chasing down the rebound is the Wozniak for Rockford. Here comes Reed Kelly into the front court. Gives it up to Waters. Waters on the left side being guarded by Hesch. Back outside. They swing it around the perimeter. Wozniak has it on the right side. Down low to Sunday. Sunday passing to the cutter. Filling the lane is Wozniak, and he puts it in. Nice low post feed that time from Chris Sunday to the cutter. Nathan Wozniak breaking in toward the basket, and the Rams have their largest lead, 21-14. Here's Hesch going baseline, inside to Dreyer, loop to the basket, puts up an 8-footer off the window, no good. Rebound battle for Van Dort, it retrieves it. Van Dort right of the lane, outside to Hesch for three, no good. Kelly with the rebound, has the ball slapped away, and he retrieves it. Here's McKellar, long pass in the front court to Waters. Waters drives to the basket, around Van Dort, shot underneath, no good. Van Dort clears it, here come the Ducks the other way. Here's Hesch right side. Over to Sharon. Now to Dreyer. Luke goes baseline. Underneath to Brent Burrows. And Burrows missed it underneath. Sunday with the rebound. Here come the Rams. McKellar in the front court. Slows it down to Waters. Now to Kelly. Kelly on the left side. Back outside to Wozniak. Now McKellar on the right side. Check that. That's Waters. And Waters drives to the basket. And he draws a foul. I think this is going to go on Brent Burrows. So Waters will go into the free throw line. He came in averaging 16.2. He already has a dozen on 4 3-point baskets. Foul on Burrows, his first, 15 fouls on Zeeland West. And Kevin Town now getting an explanation from one of the officials. Waters, the left-hander, rattles it in and out on the free throw. Waters came in just shooting 58% at the line, 7 of 12 on the season. Second one, he got that one. Rockford 22, Zeeland West 14, 6:20 to play first half. Hesch being hounded by McKellar as he comes up court. Over to Sharon, now to Brent Burrows, top of the circle. There's a pass underneath from Dreyer to Van Dort, and Jordan is fouled, driving to the basket. That might be on Sunday. It is, and that's number two on Chris. So Van Dort, who missed two a moment ago, goes back to the free throw line. Josh Olson will check in for Rockford momentarily. Van Dort eyes the rim. The Western Michigan bound football standout rattles the free throw in and out. No good. Now Van Dort has been a four-year player in both football and basketball on the varsity level here at Zeeland West. Jordan's second one on the way. Swish. That's point number eight for Van Dort. 22-15. Ducks down 7. 6:05 to go in the first half. McKellar with it in the front court for the Rams. Gets a screen from Kelly. McKellar Way outside is Waters. Waters gets a screen from Olsen. Van Dorn comes out on Waters. Waters drives to the basket. Right side, puts it up, no good, and Van Dorn has another rebound. Now Jordan has been active on the glass tonight. Here comes Hesch with it for the Ducks. Hesch on the dribble, right side, will go to the baseline. He's cut off. Shovels it underneath to Van Dorn. Jordan puts it in off the window. 10 for the big guy, 22-17 Rockford. 5:30 to go in the half. McKellar with it, front court for the Rams. Gets a screen from Olsen. Tries to put a crossover move. Drives left side. Puts the shot up. No good, but Nick Sharon fouled him. Now, Rockford's doing some of the same things Whalen was doing last night, is attacking the basket and getting the foul called. That's what a lot of those 29 fouls against Zealand West last night were the result of. McKellar at the line. First free throw is good. Austin only averages 2.3 a ball game. Nick Sharon checks out. Zach Popham returns for Coach Kevin Towne. McKellar's second one on the way. Nothing but net. Rockford 24, Zealand West 17. Hesch will bring it up against McKellar in the backcourt. Hesch on the dribble. Looks for someone to pop open. Hesch is going to go baseline, and he forces up a shot. No good. Tip, no good. And we're going to get a foul called on the Ducks. That's going to be on Sam Hesch. That's his first, and that puts the Ducks over the limit with their seventh team foul. They're going to say Hesch pushed off. I didn't see it, to be perfectly honest with you. But so shooting a 1-1 is Austin McKellar, and misses the front end. Van Dort controls the rebound. 5 minutes to go, first half, 24-17 Rockford. Hesch will work it across the timeline. Looks for Burroughs, can't find him. Now it leaves it for Popham at the top of the circle. Zach on the dribble, outside to Hesch. Hesch puts a move on, goes down the lane, tries to get Van Dort, but Olsen got a hand on it and went off the backboard, and here comes Waters the other way for the Rams. Waters, open left side is Wozniak for three, no good. Good strong rebound by Brent Burroughs for the Ducks there, ahead to Hesch. 4.5 minutes to go in the half. Hesch into the front court, picked up by McKellar, over to Burroughs. Brent will launch a three left side, no good. And the long rebound will come out to Waters. Here come the Rams. Waters drives right side to the basket, puts it up, no good. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Zealand West basketball. Travis Ackerhoff will return for the Ducks. And Luke Dreyer, I think, will have a rest. Nope, Dreyer's going to switch positions, actually. A couple of subs get off the Rockford bench. Josiah Thalick back in the ball game. And they're going to press in the backcourt. Inbounds comes to Dreyer. Dreyer being guarded closely by Reed Kelly as he comes up court. Dreyer double team, but gets rid of it to Popham. Popham in the paint, puts up an 8-footer. It hits the front of the rim, no good. And the Rams have the rebound, and we get a foul in the backcourt. Josiah Salek got the rebound, and he was fouled. Foul's going to be on Dreyer, his second. And we're going to have a 1-1 opportunity for Salek, who had 5 points off the bench in the first quarter. Dreyer checks out with his second personal foul. Free throw on the way, no good for Salek, and the rebound to Trevor Raby. We're midway through the second quarter, 24-17, the Rams lead it against Zealand West in the consolation game of the Cornerstone Holiday Tournament. Hesch being guarded very closely by Salek, and Kevin Towne wants a timeout, and finally he gets it. Well, West was in trouble there, and they're going to take a 30 with 3:46 to go in the first half. This timeout is presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. Warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place. 24-17 Rockford, 3:46 to play here in the first half. Visit the MHSA website to check out scores and schedules, tournament brackets, educational and health and safety resources, and much, much more. Sign up to become a registered user of the MHSAA website and become a score reporter. Check out blogs and podcasts to keep your perspective about high school sports straight. It's all online, MHSAA.com. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Ducks have the basketball in the front court. Zach Poppin will inbound it. And Poppin will have to throw it into the backcourt for Sam Hesch. Hesch picked up. Rocker very active on defense. Here's Hesch driving right side toward the baseline. We got contact and a foul call. This is going to be on Thalick. That, I believe, is team foul number 10 on the Rams. And it is, and that means a double bonus for Zeeland West. So Sam Hesch will shoot two with 3:37 to play in the first half. Hesch's first free throw, good. That's the first point by somebody not named Luke Dreyer or Jordan Van Dort tonight. Sam will have one more. Hesch averages 6 points a ball game, and that's how many he had last night against Wayland. He makes the second. Burroughs will come in. And Van Dort will have a seat. So Raby will move into the post position for the Ducks. And up off of the Rockford bench comes Nathan Wozniak. 3:37 to go, first half, 24-19 Rockford. Bringing it up is Josiah Salek. Salek gets a screen from Olsen at the top of the circle. Salek maintains his dribble as he goes right to left. Now outside is Casey Waters. Waters gets a screen at the top. He has Raby on him. Waters has had the hot hand in this first half, and they switch on him, and there's a steal. Burroughs with a steal. He's got Hesch ahead of him. Sam down the lane. Puts the shot up, and it's good. So the Ducks make a turnover and capitalize as Hesch scores. It's 24-21, 3 minutes to go in the half. Rams have it in the front court. It's Wozniak with it. Leaves it outside to Waters. Now to Salek. Wozniak has it on the right side against Hesch. Dribbling between the circles now. Outside to Waters. Over to Salek on the right side. Salek dribbles right to left. Comes out toward the top of the circle. Over to Brad Fisher now. Back outside to Waters. Now to Wozniak, left side. Brady comes out on him. Olsen at the free throw line. There's a three on the way. No good. That was by Wozniak, and the rebound to Akerhoff. Here come the Ducks, 2:23 to go. Rockford's been stuck on 24 for a while. Here's Burrow's right side, tries to put a move on, comes to the free throw line, he's cut off. Popova has it now. Zach tries to go down the lane. He has the ball taken away by Salek. Here come the Rams. Salek down the lane against Burrow's. Circus shot, no good. Rebound is loose and corralled by Raby. Long pass in the front court to Akerhoff. Akerhoff drives on Olsen, puts the shot up off the glass, too strong. Rebound by Wozniak. Under 2 minutes to play in the half. Salek in the front court. Over to Fisher. Now to Wozniak on the left side. Poppenlund comes out on him. Now Waters with it. Akerhoff is matched up against Waters right now. Waters gets a screen. Bounce pass in the lane. It's knocked away. Hesch took it away. Here comes Sam the other way for the Ducks. 1:35 to go in the half. Ducks down by three. Here's Hesch. Down the lane. Down the lane. Off the window. And it's good. Sam Hesch on a personal 6-point run right now for the Ducks. They have cut the lead to one at 24-23. 1:16 to go until halftime. Just past half court is Salek. Akerhoff comes out on him. Salek over to Fisher. Fisher also right near half court. And the Ducks start to pick up their defense. Waters has it now. 1 minute exactly to play in the half. Waters looks to the bench, looks for a play from Coach Allen. Waters will try and penetrate. Bounce pass, knocked away, stolen by Trevor Raby. Here come the Ducks. The Rams have gotten really sloppy here in the last couple of minutes, and the Ducks have been able to capitalize. 40 seconds to go in the half. The Ducks have an opportunity to grab the lead before halftime. And Kevin Town wants a timeout, and he'll get it with 33.1 seconds left. It's a 60-second timeout. Rockford 24, Zeeland West 23. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Zeeland West with the basketball and an opportunity to take the lead. They have not led in this contest. They have fought back from a 9-point deficit to cut the lead to one. Sam Hesh has scored the last 6 points. Luke Dreyer is back in the ballgame for West. Dreyer, and he's got the basketball in the backcourt. He hands it off to Hesh. Hesh will bring it up against the pressure defense of Brad Fisher. 24 seconds left. Ackerhoff has it way out on the left. He'll hand it off to Hesh. Hesh to Ackerhoff, down to 16. Back to Hesh. Hesh between the rings, now over to Dreyer. Dreyer isolated on the right side. He'll go baseline, pass underneath, and it goes through the hands of Ackerhoff, but it went off a rim out of bounds. The Ducks will keep it with 10.9 seconds left. Hesh will trigger. Sam gets it into Van Dort, left side. Jordan will work his way down low, and he got called for traveling. That's the third time that Van Dort's been called for traveling tonight. Ravy will come in for Jordan, and Rolando Garza checks in for the first time for the Ducks. 9.1 seconds left, and the Rams will have it. The inbound is going to come to Waters, and somebody better get a hand in the face of Waters because he has been hot in this first half. Here's Waters in the front court, down to four. Waters gets a double screen, down to two. Waters loses the basketball. Over to Kelly. Kelly to beat the clock, and they don't get the shot off. Kelly actually dished off, but by the time he did so, the buzzer had sounded, so the Rams did not get a shot off. We come to the end of the first half here in this consolation game of the Cornerstone Holiday Tournament. It is the Rockford Rams 24, the Zeeland West Ducks 23. Let's take a 2-minute break, and we'll come back with the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime show. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Welcome back to Cornerstone University, and time now for the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime report. It is 24-23. Rockford has led it all the way. It was 19-14 after one quarter. The Rams led by as many as eight. But Zeeland West with a late run. In fact, they held the Rams scoreless over the last 4 minutes of the first half. And Rockford's last field goal came at the 7:19 mark of the second quarter. And they've been able to fight their way back in the contest and are trailing by one here at the half. Looking at the shooting, 38% for the Ducks, 8 of 21, while Rockford is 7 of 18 for 39%. But the Rams have 5 3-point baskets, all of them in the first quarter. Free throw shooting, 5 of 10 for the Rams, 6 of 9 for the Ducks. And West has owned the boards with a 19-11 edge. Taking a look at the scoring for Rockford, Casey Waters had 4 3-pointers in the first quarter, and he has 13 to lead the Rams. Josiah Salek has 5 in the basket. Nathan Wozniak has 2 points. Chris Sunday has just a single point, and Jacob Van Curen has a single point, and Austin McKellar has a couple of free throws for his 2 points. For the Ducks of Zeeland West, Jordan Van Dort, Luke Dreyer, and Sam Hesh are the only 3-pointers that have scored for the Ducks. Van Dort has 10 points on 4 of 5 shooting. He also has 9 rebounds in the ballgame. Dreyer has 7 points on a couple of baskets, one of them a 3. And Hesh had the last 6 points of the half for the Ducks on a couple of baskets and a couple of free throws. So that's it for the Ducks as far as their scoring is concerned. 24-23 right now at the half, with Zeeland West trailing by just a single point. When we come back, we will have the second half of tonight's consolation game in this Cornerstone Holiday Tournament. But first, we'll take a look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of John Johnson, the Communications Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. JJ's perspective is next. 24-23 Rockford at the half. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Wishes and resolutions. I'm John Johnson. We'll talk about both next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family. The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
'Tis the season, so they say, to extend holiday wishes to folks and to get ready to turn the page on the calendar with those good old-fashioned New Year's resolutions. So let's take a few moments today and do just that. First of all, holiday wishes to those schools who have maintained broad athletic programs in the face of hard economic times. The value of what these after-school activities, athletic and non-athletic, do for kids and communities is absolutely priceless. And wishes to those schools which have been able to keep a dedicated staff, administrative and support for these athletic programs. In a multitasking society, too many schools are learning the hard way through internal turmoil or ineligibility of students that athletic programs need a full-time presence operationally. Best wishes to coaches who have made a career out of teaching kids more about life than X's and O's. The stories I love to hear from people are about how a coach shaped them individually, and rarely do they ever say how many games they won or lost. That is the true measure of a coach. Holiday wishes for patience and slow whistles for the 10,000-plus individuals who officiate our children's games. It's tougher than ever before to be a referee, and as I heard one veteran official talk recently about patience for young officials to get accustomed to being in that role and to have a slow whistle, because kids are so much more athletic nowadays than ever before. What you thought was going to be a call you had to make turns into a great play. And folks, let's remember that officials are also fans of the game, or else they wouldn't be out there. Please make a resolution for the new year to treat them with the respect they deserve for being involved, especially when you're not. And our last wishes go out to Mike Carey of Mount Pleasant, who is retiring from the broadcast business at the end of December, selling his MHSAA network affiliate stations WMMI and WCZY. 40 years ago at old WCEN, when I was still in high school, I would sometimes ride with Mike to contests I had to cover for the old Daily Times News, and we've had a great working relationship over the years. I always enjoyed the opportunities when Mike, his Uncle Paul, the one-time Detroit Tigers baseball announcer, who also hosted a high school football scoreboard show on midnight for years on WJR in Detroit, and even Mike's dad's Terry, all Central Michigan University alums, were reunited in the broadcast booth in some of our championship games whenever we had a mid-Michigan team involved. Mike told me at this year's football finals in November about the upcoming sale of his stations, and we wish him well in retirement and in his new career of taking on that honey-do list that's been building at the Carey home for some time. Resolutions? Well, beyond the normal ones of lose weight, grow hair, and get back in shape, I also fell short last year with a resolution I made on this program to get better at technology. So that's on the renewal list for this year. My new resolution is to do a better job learning the history of school sports and to do more things to chronicle that history. There's nothing I enjoy more in my job than talking with former athletes, especially what we like to affectionately call the old guys. To learn and appreciate these games even more, and then to be able from time to time to communicate some of that history to you so we can remember where we've been and be guided as to where we need to go. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
Welcome back to Cornerstone University. Greg Chandler with you as we get you set for the second half of this Cornerstone Holiday Tournament consolation game. The Ducks trail by one, 24-23 against Rockford, although they did close out the half on a seven-point run to get back into this ball game. Kevin Townsend's out, the same five who started the ball game: Jordan Van Dort, Brent Burrows, Luke Dreyer, Sam Hesch, and Nick Sharon. And for the Rams, Nick Allen does likewise. He sends out Kelly, Waters, McKellar, Wozniak, and Sunday. Rockford will have the basketball. They will work left to right across your radio dial. They're in the black uniforms with the orange numerals, the Ducks in the white unis with the green numerals and gold trim. With it way out on the left side is Waters. He had 4 3-pointers in the first half. Kelly, bounce pass down low to Sunday. He's matched up against Van Dort. Outside, McKellar tries to penetrate, dishes off to Sunday. Baseline jumper from 10, and it's good. That's the first basket of the ball game for Sunday. 26-23 Rockford, just underway second half. Luke Dreyer brings it up against Reed Kelly for Zeeland West. Leaves it outside for Sam Hesch. Hesch on the dribble. Hesch comes back out toward half court. Now starts to make his move. McKellar guarding him fairly closely. Van Dort comes to set a screen for Hesch. They hand it off on the weave to Dreyer, and Luke will try a three. It's off the back of the iron. Waters has the rebound for Rockford. Here come the Rams the other way. Waters into the front court. Wozniak slashing along the right side. Puts it up and in. Wozniak had an opening on the right side and took it strong to the backside. Here's Dreyer with a 12-footer the other way. In and out, no good, but Van Dorn is there for the loose change, and he scores. Van Dorn is 10th rebound in the ball game, and he's got a dozen points. 28-25 Rockford, 6:40 to play in the third. Here's a pass underneath to Kelly. Kelly has the ball knocked away, stolen by Hesch. Hesch tries to thread the needle between two Rockford defenders, and it's picked off. Yeah, Hesch tried to force that one. Here's Kelly right side. He'll launch a three, and he nailed it. Reed Kelly is first basket of the ball game, and it's a three, and it's the sixth triple for the Rams. 31-25 Rockford. Hesch has it, or rather Dreyer has it in the front court. Gets a Burroughs screen. Burroughs has it now on the right side against Kelly, not a Hesch. Sam puts it on the floor, drives on McKellar, puts it up off the window, too strong. Dreyer is there, and he puts it in. So a couple of offensive rebounds leading to baskets for the Ducks. 9 for Luke Dreyer. Rockford 31, Zeeland West 27, 5:48 to go in the third. Waters has it way out on the left side, gives it up to Sunday, bounce pass down low to Kelly. Outside, here's Wozniak for 3, no good. Van Dorn another rebound, that's number 11. Here comes Hesch with it for the Ducks. Hesch stops between the circles, directs a little traffic. Van Dorn comes up to the top of the circle to set a screen. Hesch maintains his dribble on the right side, has the ball knocked away, and he saves it from going out of bounds. Hesch dumps it down low for Van Dorn. It's knocked away and stolen by Sunday. Sunday was fronting Van Dorn right of the lane, and he had Kelly behind him on the left side, so not really much opportunity to get the ball to the big guy. Here's Waters right side. He'll put up a three. It's in and out, no good. And Sunday with the rebound, and he's fouled. I think that will be on Nick Sharon of Zeeland West. I believe that's three on Nick. Zach Popham will come in for him. It is indeed Nick Sharon's third personal foul. Reed Kelly to inbound, baseline right. Gets it into Waters. Waters goes baseline. Now kicks it off to Sunday. Sunday with a 12-footer. No good. And we're going to get a good rebounding position by Brent Burroughs. And Reed Kelly went over the back. First foul of the half on the Rams. Rockford pressures in the backcourt. Inbound pass comes to Papa, who leaves it for Brent Burroughs. Burroughs will come up the court. Now leave it for Hesch. And Sam will work it across the timeline against McKellar. Hesch dribbling. Comes to his left. Puts a move on. Goes underneath. Kicks it outside to Burroughs. Now to Papama. Zach Hens hits a three from out there, but he does not shoot. Here's Dreyer with it. Dreyer will go down the lane to the basket. Puts it up. It'll count. He drew the foul. Luke Dreyer went down the lane. He drew the contact from Reed Kelly, and he put it in, and he'll have a three-point play opportunity. So Luke Dreyer, who has 11 points tonight, with a three-point play opportunity, he came in averaging 12.3. Dreyer's free throw, swish. 31-30. The Ducks were down 6 a moment ago. They've come back to cut it to 1. Well, Zeeland West has not led in this ball game, but they're hanging around. McKellar with it on the dribble between his legs. Here's a pass underneath for Sunday, and it's too tall for him. Wozniak tried a high-low feed, but the pass was a little high for Chris to handle, and it went out of bounds. Inbounds comes to Hesch. Ducks can take their first lead of the ball game with a basket here. Hesch will work it across the timeline. Hesch will drive right side of the basket, and he draws the foul. I think they're going to call the foul out on the floor before the shot. Brad Fisher was bodying Hesch all the way down. The foul occurred on the floor, so no free throw. Salek returns for Rockford. Hesch slaps the basketball across the way from us. Gets it into Dreyer. Dreyer on the right side. Dreyer is going to launch a 15-footer. No good off the back. The rebound battle for Van Dort gets it, but he loses the basketball. It's loose in the paint, and first and 10. Possession arrow, I believe, favors Zeeland West. It does. Van Dort had the rebound, but put it on the floor, and he lost possession of it, and there were about four black jerseys in the neighborhood. And they're looking for a towel to dry up the sweat here. 3:51 to go in the third. Rockford 31, Zeeland West 30. Forest Hills Northern will play Wayland in the championship game of this tournament right after this one is over with. Ducks will inbound, baseline left. Hesh slaps the basketball. Looks for someone to pop open. Gets it to Dreyer. Actually, no, it goes to Burroughs. Now outside, Dreyer looks for a three in the lead, and it's good! Luke Dreyer with a triple, and for the first time tonight, Zeeland West is in the lead, 33-31. Here comes Rocker. Here's a three on the way by Wozniak. No good. Put back by Sunday is good. Sunday got inside position that time, and they had an easy put back. We're tied at 33. Dreyer brings it up with 3:25 to go in the third. Dreyer gives it up to Hesh on the left side. Wants Van Dort. Sunday is fronting him. Now Hesh will drive. Puts up a running 8-footer. No good. Sunday with the rebound. Here comes Salick with it for the Rams. Salick over to Wozniak. Now in the corner. Fisher for three. It's short. Van Dort had the rebound. Lost it. It's loose. And we get another pileup. And actually, Rockford is going to get a timeout. Boy, I didn't know if Sunday had possession there, but the official gave him the timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout. This timeout is brought to you by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. Warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place, 17th Street at the South Shore Y. Get behind the scenes in high school sports by checking out the second half on the MHSAA website. Features, information, MHSAA finals coverage, and other fun stuff make the second half a great starting point for high school sports information every day right on the homepage of the MHSAA website. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics in the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. 2:59 to play in the third quarter. We are tied at 33. And Zeeland West just moments ago took the lead for the first time in the ball game on the three-pointer by Luke Dreyer. But Rockford was able to tie it on a Chris Sunday rebound basket. Rams will have it. Inbounds comes to Reed Kelly near half court. Kelly over to Waters on the left side. Not a Sunday left of the lane. Papa Mazan hit. Now Waters with it. Waters dribbling left to right. Comes between the circles, over to Kelly. Kelly puts a move on Hesh, kicks it back outside to Fisher. Here's a three on the way, no good by Waters, and Hesh has the weak side rebound. Waters has gone a little cold here. Here's a long pass down court intended for Papama. It is tipped away out of bounds. It will stay Zeeland West basketball. 2:33 to play in the third, and we are tied at 33. Papama to inbound. Check that. That's going to be Hesh to inbound. Baseline left. Hesh looks for somebody, gets it in, and the ball gets away from Ackerhoff, but retrieved by Dreyer. Luke Dreyer between the circles, over to Hesh, left side. Papama comes to set a screen. Here's Hesh going left side to the basket, and he's hacked as he goes to the basket. That's going to be on Fisher. Keyshawn opportunity for Sam Hesh to put the Ducks back in the lead. Hesh with 6 points in the ballgame, and they all came in a row late in the first half, when the Ducks were able to cut that lead down to one. Hesh's first free throw hits the front, the back, and the bottom. Wozniak returns, along with James Scales for the Rams. Hesh with 7 points now. Only three players have scored for the Ducks in this game, Dreyer, Van Dort, and Hesh, and Sam hit them both. So he's 4-for-4 from the stripe tonight. Zeeland West 35, Rockford 33. With it in the front court is Waters. Waters way out on the left side against Hesh. Waters tries to penetrate. He's cut off at the free throw line. He's got the basketball back, though. Here's a pass, and here's steal by Dreyer. Wozniak in the corner. Here's a three on the way by Salick, and it's good! Josiah Salick, his second triple of the game. And the Rams regain the lead, 36-35. Hesh has it in the front court for the Ducks. Gives it up to Dreyer. Dreyer at the top of the circle. Thought about pulling the shot, but doesn't do so. Hesch with it on the right side. Gets a screen from Trevor Raby, who's now in the ball game. Here's Hesch. Over to Raby. Down low. Raby puts it up, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Raby. Raby lowered his shoulder into Josiah Salek, and Trevor, the offensive tackle on the Zealand West football team, got called for the charge. Van Dort comes back in for the Ducks, replacing Raby. 1:37 to go in the third, 36-35 Rockford. Salek brings it up for the Rams. He'll leave it outside for Reed Kelly. Now to Waters. Bounce pass down low. Kelly. And Kelly threw it away. He was trying to hit Wozniak on the wing, and he threw a bad pass. Actually, I think he expected Wozniak to be in a certain place, and he had vacated the spot where he was. Pressure put on the backcourt. Achterhoff will bring it up for the Ducks against Waters. Gets it across the timeline. Gives it up to Papama. 1:18 to go in the third. Papama down low to Van Dort. Van Dort off the window. No good, but he'll go to the line. And again, Scales had the mismatch, and he's going to get the foul, his third. So Van Dort will go back to the line, and Jordan's had a bit of a struggle at the line tonight. 2 of 5. He has a dozen points. Dreyer has 15, Van Dort 12, and Hesch 8. That's it for the scoring for the Ducks. Jordan drops in the first free throw. Olsen returns along with Sunday for the Rams. So we're tied at 36. Van Dort can put the Ducks back in the lead with 1:14 to play in the third. Van Dort's second one. It's the front, the back, and the Ducks lead it. 14 for Jordan. 37-36 Zealand West. All aces run, whether beyond the clock. Here's Waters, top of the circle. He'll launch a three. I think Papama got a piece of it, and we got a foul underneath as Van Dort corralled the rebound. And they're going to call it on Zealand West. This is going to be on Achterhoff. That's Travis's first third-team foul on Zealand West this half. Five fouls on Rockford. 1:04 to go in the third, and Rockford will have it baseline right. Salek slaps the basketball, looks for someone to pop open. Gets it to Sunday at the free throw line, now outside to Wozniak. Now Waters will set things up with under a minute to go.